Hi, I'm Jerry Portnoy. Welcome to my masterclass on blues harmonica. The harmonica is a truly unique and appealing instrument. It's small, it's portable, you can carry it in your pocket or purse, yet it possesses a tonal range and an almost human expressiveness that is truly unsurpassed. You can make the harp cry, talk, sing, scream, squeal, moan, growl, bark, and purr. And because you can produce sound on the in-breath as well as the out-breath, the harmonica is the only instrument on which you literally and truly breathe music. Learning to play well is very much like learning to speak a language with the correct vocabulary, articulation, and accent. And you've got to do everything with equal facility on the in-breath. There are syllables and vowel and consonant sounds you pronounce as you play to help shape your notes or vary your attack. Learning all these things takes focus and concentration, practice and repetition, and above all, patience. Remember that learning to play the harp or any musical instrument is a matter of developing muscle memory. When you first encounter new techniques, you have to consciously and deliberately think your way through them as you attempt to execute them properly. With repetition, the muscles involved in any given technique begin to remember the correct positioning and sequencing on their own. You no longer have to think about them. Your muscle memory takes over. Now, when you express yourself verbally, you don't have to think about breath control or how to shape your mouth or maneuver your tongue to pronounce the words you want to say. You're able to instantly translate the thoughts to words without having to think about the process. Development of good technique on an instrument allows you to do the same thing in music, to take the thoughts and emotions inside you and translate them instantly to sound in a way that fully expresses your feelings. It's more than just playing the right notes, just as speaking effectively is more than stringing the appropriate words together. Inflection, tone, volume, attack, and other effects give emphasis to the meaning of what you are saying. And important though it is, good technique is only a means, not an end. The goal of playing music is to convey thoughts, ideas, feelings, and emotions from the musician in a way that resonates in the listener. And whatever tools are necessary to achieve that are what you should use. Sometimes one mournful note is all you need. Other times a rich chord or a flurry of staccato notes are necessary. Play what is appropriate to convey your message, neither more nor less. Empty displays of technique have no meaning. Music is not sports. It's not about who can play the fastest or the loudest or the trickiest or anything else. Music is about communicating. In this course, I will give you all the tools you need to unlock the full expressive potential of the instrument and give you the means to effectively say what you want. What that is, of course, is ultimately up to you. Your ability to master the material in this course and the rate at which you progress can be dependent on a number of factors. First and foremost, of course, is the amount of time spent and the focus with which you practice. Take one step at a time. Tape record yourself periodically to check your sound. And also remember that it will be more effective in developing muscle memory to practice, say, 3 times a day for 20 minutes rather than 1 time for an hour. Sometimes practicing too long at a stretch can tire and confuse your muscles. Returning to a drill several times throughout the day helps reinforce the muscle memory and it will develop quicker and deeper. Other factors that affect progress, of course, are your natural musical gifts. Some of us have a better ear or sense of rhythm than others, and some have more of a physical affinity for a particular instrument. Having said that, it is also true that all these things can be improved with practice. More than raw talent, practice, patience, and perseverance are the keys to success. Okay, let's get started.